Stories of Jesus. Jesus Teaches How to Remember Him by Diane L. Mangum. From Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 14, verses 20 through 25, Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 46, John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, John chapter 14, verses 18 through 27. Jesus and his 12 apostles climb the steps to an upstairs room at a home in Jerusalem. Inside, they found a table ready for their Passover supper, and they sat down to eat. Passover was usually a joyful celebration. It was a time to remember past blessings from God. But this was a solemn supper. Note, solemn means serious. Jesus knew that his mission on earth would soon be over, and he wanted to teach his apostles how to remember him when he was no longer with them. Jesus blessed some bread, broke it into pieces, and gave it to his apostles. He told them to eat it to remind them of his body, which he would soon sacrifice for them. The Savior then took a cup of wine and blessed it. He asked his apostles to each drink some. As they thought about his blood, which would soon be shed so they could repent and be forgiven of their sins. Note, shed means to flow or drop from a wound. They were to remember the covenant they had made to follow him. The apostles ate the bread and drank the wine and pondered the words of Jesus. This was the first time that members of Jesus' church received the sacrament. As the apostles ate their Passover meal, Jesus talked to them. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." He also told them about the Holy Ghost, which would comfort them when he was gone. Afterwards, the apostles walked with Jesus to a garden where olive trees grew. The garden was called Gethsemane. 8 apostles stayed by the entrance, but Peter, James, and John followed Jesus farther into the garden. Jesus asked them to sit and keep watch while he went alone to pray. With a very heavy heart, Jesus knelt to pray to his Father in heaven. He knew the time had come for him to fulfill the plan of our Heavenly Father, taking on himself the sins of each one of us. Jesus knew that he would soon die and be resurrected, so we could all be resurrected as well. Even though it was extremely hard, Jesus said he would do what Heavenly Father wanted him to do. Lovingly, Jesus suffered so each child of God could be saved. His pain was so great that he sweat drops of blood. In those hours at Gethsemane and later on the cross, Jesus became our Redeemer. Only Jesus Christ, who was perfect and the Son of God, could save us from our sins. When we take the sacrament, we can remember his sacrifice for us and remember our baptismal covenant to follow him, just as the apostles did long ago. Sidebar: water. At the Lord's direction, we now use water for the sacrament. Sidebar: meals. It was common in Jesus' time for people to eat a meal sitting or reclining on a long cushion next to a low table. People ate with their fingers from the same serving dishes. Sidebar: Passover. Each spring, Jewish people celebrate Passover to remember when the children of Israel were released from slavery in Egypt. Part of celebrating Passover is eating a special meal with family and friends. End of the article, Jesus Teaches How to Remember Him, by Diane L. Mangum. End of the section, Stories of Jesus.